If you've ever experienced the bacterium Salmonella, you'll know it can be a pretty unpleasant thing. But now scientists in Germany and the US have found a way to make genetically modified Salmonella that can target and destroy cancers, but without the ability to harm the rest of the body. Philip Garsed spoke to Arizona State University's Professor Roy Curtis to find out how.
Salmonella is a highly invasive bacterial pathogen that, when it enters into the body, has the potential to be disseminated to essentially every organ system. Using that general attribute, it has been learned that it even has a propensity to invade and multiply in solid tumors associated with cancer.
What is so attractive about tumors for the Salmonella?
When the Salmonella invades, there's a competition for nutrients. It turns out that the tumor is an exceedingly nutrient-rich environment. And so Salmonella seeks food just like every other organism. And in seeking food, when it enters a tumor, realizes this is the best of all things and is very happy to persist there and to multiply profusely.
In fact, a cancer tumor then is a better environment for Salmonella than even the body normally.
Yes, absolutely.
You're talking about a treatment using Salmonella. It's a pretty horrible bacteria. How do you avoid it just killing the patients from Salmonella poisoning?
Well, one advantage of Salmonella is that we probably know more about its lifestyle, genetics, and its mechanisms of causing disease than for any other bacterial pathogen. Knowing this information, one can genetically modify the Salmonella to design it to do what you want it to do and not to do what you don't want it to do, which is to cause disease symptoms in normal cells within a cancer patient.
Now, this idea of genetic modification has been done before, but you've taken a slightly different approach. Could you explain what you did that was different?
In general, people have modified Salmonella by either deleting genetic information or adding genetic information. We have introduced a new concept of regulating the timing of expression of genetic information to potentiate the ability of the Salmonella to enter the body and to get to the tumor and to multiply profusely in the tumor, but not in normal cells.
That means it's almost like a Trojan horse, that it will only activate itself once it's inside a cancerous tumor. Actually, when it's outside the tumor, it's really not a threat to the body at all.
That's true. In fact, when it's outside of the tumor, the attributes that are expressed render the Salmonella susceptible to being killed by normal mechanisms we use to defend against a Salmonella infection.
So that means, although we can't guarantee that all of the genetically modified Salmonella remains in the tumour, the stuff that does leak out is harmlessly destroyed by the immune system.
For the most part, or is inhibited in its ability to multiply in normal tissues. And multiplication of the Salmonella is essential for display of disease symptoms.
Your research was done in mice. How directly applicable do you think this technology is to humans? For example, how long might it be before this sort of approach could be used for a treatment for humans?
The application to humans may not be as far off as some might think, because the Salmonella we have used in these studies have been used in humans already. The other thing is that there is a model in dogs that can be used as an intermediate step in going from mice to humans, and those sorts of studies are commencing at present.